Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Take off the paw and be a man.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
We appreciate you being with us on this fine Monday morning, everybody. Listen to us on hundreds of affiliates nationwide, the CBS Sports Radio Network, and also Sirius XM 158. And stream us using the CBS Sports app or the Odyssey app. Our next guest is a Baseball Hall of Famer, a two-time Cy Young Award winner, a 10-time All-Star, a World Series champ, and winner of 305 games over the course of his Major League Baseball career. He's also competing in the 33rd annual American Century Celebrity Golf Championship coming up July 9th and 10th. Friday, NBC, Saturday and Sunday, Golf Channel on Friday. Joining us is Tom Glavine. Tom, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll talk a little golf here shortly, but first a little baseball. Do you think we will see another 300-game winner?
I hate to say never, but if I was going to bet on it, I would say no. And it's not, you know, it's certainly not that nobody in today's game has the talent to do it. There's plenty of guys in today's game that have the talent to do it. It's just, to me, the one and most important factor is health. You know, I don't know this off the top of my head. I'm going to go from my own experience and guys in my era that won 300 games and some of the other guys. You pretty much got to pitch 20 years to get there. And guys in today's game aren't pitching 20 years. I just think as hard as they throw the ball, much effort they put into it, their body's not going to hold up for 20 years. So I just, from that standpoint, I just don't see it happening.
And also, I guess, the evolution of the bullpen usage, that so many starters will be yanked early and games will then be decided by bullpens. That'll be a tough thing to crack through as well in upcoming years for wins for starters, right?
Yeah, no question. I mean, you know, and even the amount of times a guy goes out there in a given year, right? Because, you know, along with the pitch count, so to speak, or in what has now evolved into the analytics of the game that really don't even take into account the pitch count. But, you know, you started having guys getting coddled a little bit with the pitch count, and then you're starting to get guys coddled a little bit in terms of how much they're used in a given year. You know, in our day, routinely, 35, 36 starts a year. You know, guys aren't doing that anymore either. You'll get a few guys that are, you know, 32, 33, but for the most part, you see guys in the 20s. And it, you know, again, you do the math, you got to win 15 games a year pretty consistently. If you're only getting 20, 25 starts a year, it's hard to win 15 of them. But like you say too, now, you know, particularly with more of the younger guys, maybe some of the older guys escape this a little bit because they have a track record. But to your point, you know, it's the fifth inning and you're flipping the lineup for the third time and it's, you know, 2-2, you're out, you know, whereas in my day, those were games you were able to stay in for another two innings or three innings and win a game that way. There's very few games that starting pitchers today are winning seventh, eighth, or ninth inning. They're usually out of the game by then.
Yep, it's a great point. Tom Glavine joins us this morning on the show. And, you know, we talk about that a lot because you won 300 games. You hear that often brought up. But then I started looking at the 3,000 hit list because Miguel Cabrera just topped that this season. And the next guy after him would be Robinson Cano, who's at 2,600 hits. And he's unlikely to get there based on how little he's played in recent years. Then there's Yadi Molina, Joey Votto. These guys are really up there in years. And they're the only guys over 2,000 hits. You've got to go way down the list to find a guy that's still middle of his career, let's say, on track for 3,000. Do you think it's going to become more and more rare as well to see 3,000 hits as a milestone reached?
I mean, I think it is, and I think in large part, you're going to the guys who do it with, you know, Miggy being the exception, obviously, and you know, obviously guys who are able to do that are special, and Miggy's a special player. But I think you're going to see a lot of guys now probably have to bounce around a little bit at the end of their career because as much as we talk about pitchers are being used differently in today's game, the same is true for hitters. You know, you're not seeing guys in their, you know, mid-30s getting long-term contracts. You know, you're seeing teams shying away from those guys that are, you know, 35, 36 years old because they, you know, analytics say bat speed slowing down, all that stuff. So, I mean, I think all those are external factors that, yeah, are going to make it harder and harder for both hitters and pitchers to achieve the one thing that they need, and that's opportunity. They got to have the opportunity to go out there and play every day and get their hits. They got to go out there and have the opportunity to pitch and try and, you know, amass a lot of starts in a given year and win some games. A lot of that stuff just isn't happening anymore.
We've spoken with you prior about the labor negotiations of baseball. You've been in the middle of those as well. We had the lockout early in the season, delayed the season by a couple of weeks. What do you think was the best win for baseball fans from what came out of the agreement they finally came to back in the spring?
You know, it's hard for me to say because I don't really know the ins and the outs of it. The easy cop-out answer is that the fans got the game back, you know? I mean, that's what they want. That's all they care about. You know, it's when you start talking about labor stuff to the average fan, you're talking about, you know, billionaire owners and millionaire ballplayers fighting over money, and they don't want to hear that, right? There's obviously a lot more to that, and you know, I was, like you said, knee deep in it. But it's hard to explain to people that it's not about money when, in essence, that's kind of what the crux of your argument on both sides of the aisle is, right? But you know, I think there were some good things in there for the players, some good things in there for the owners. I mean, I think the telltale sign of a decent collective bargaining agreement is neither side felt like they got everything they wanted. Neither side went out there and trumpeted victory. So I think there were some things that both sides gave up. Now, you know, again, at the end of the day, most important thing was it didn't last super long and baseball got back relatively quickly.
Tom Glavin joins us this morning on the show. He's going to be part of the American Century Championship yet again, which is such an awesome celebrity golf tournament. It's going to be available to watch on the Golf Channel on Friday, July the 8th, and then NBC on Saturday and Sunday, July 9th and 10th. Tons of celebrity athletes are going to be part of it, and three of them are going to be you and your old teammates, John Smoltz and Greg Maddux, who famously would go out and golf all the time when you guys played in Atlanta. How did you vet your fourth? Who would you invite? How would you invite the fourth person to your foursome?
It was usually whoever was the fifth guy or fourth or fifth guy in the rotation. It was just mandatory that he was going to play golf. You know, I mean, fortunately, I think over the years, whether it was, you know, Avery or Kevin Millwood or Jason Marquis, you know, Denny Nagel, fortunately, all those guys played. So, you know, we almost always had a fourth, but it was a blast. I mean, look, you know, people talk about that. Obviously, they know about it, and I think for us, it was as much as we enjoyed playing, it was therapeutic. You know, it gets you out of the hotel, it gets you away from the game for a little bit. You know, inevitably the conversation would turn to baseball, whether it's who we just played or who we're getting ready to play or if one of us was struggling with something and things like that. So, you know, it wasn't a complete getaway, but it was nice to kind of get out of the hotel, get outside and have some fun and you know, and enjoy each other's company, so to speak.
Was there ever a guy that you were like, nope, never playing with him again because he took way too long, he sprayed him into the clubhouse or something like that?
You know, I mean, we had some guys over the years that would spray the ball a lot. You know, obviously you don't the hitters don't play a lot. They'll play on off days. And there was, you know, a handful of times where Chipper would play with us. And you know, Chipper can hit the ball 100 miles, but it might go 100 miles left or right. So, you know, he's gotten much better. I'll give him that now. He's a whole lot better. But, you know, I think for us it was always, I don't care if you play good or bad, just do it quick and everything's going to be fine. So most guys were all right with that.
You excited about playing in the American Century Championship coming up in a few weeks?
I am. You know, I'm excited, number one, because I did not play well last year, so I want to kind of redeem that a little bit. I feel good about where my game is at. But, you know, it's just a fun week, a week of golf, really. It's a great family. It's turned into a great family vacation, I know, for a lot of guys, my family included. It's nice to get out of the Southeast and get out there in Tahoe in some cooler weather in the middle of July, so that's always a welcome break. But, you know, more than anything, it's particularly for those of us that are retired, you know, we don't have that thing that gets your blood going anymore, right? We're not competing. We're not going out there on the mound or on the football field or things like that. So there's few and far between of things that kind of give you that nervous energy again, and that this tournament is certainly one of those. You know, I know for me, always standing on that first tee, it's that similar feeling to getting ready to throw that first pitch in a baseball game. There's a little bit of nervousness and whatever. So it's fun to feel that. It's fun to go out there and compete. But it's also fun to see a lot of the guys that you see every year and you know, have formed some friendships with. So it's just a great week.
Really cool. Friday's action on the Golf Channel, Saturday and Sunday on NBC. That's July 8th, 9th, and 10th. Tons of celebrity athletes, Dwayne Wade, Matthew Stafford, Steph Curry just won a championship, Kyle Lowry as well, Barkley, Justin Timberlake, Mahomes, Josh Allen, Aaron Rodgers, all lined up to compete. They've raised over $6 million for charity as well. Coming your way in 2 weeks or 2.5 weeks or so from now, 3 weeks or so. So Tom Glavine joining us this morning on the show. Tom, always good to catch up and talk a little baseball with you. Hit them straight coming up in a few weeks.
All right, my pleasure. I appreciate your time. Thanks.
You got it. Tom Glavine joining us on behalf of American Century Championship.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.